shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A deadly shooting involving two Durham High School students. We talk about what Hillside High School officials are doing this morning to make sure students and parents feel safe.
We also have breaking news from overnight. Around 3:30 this morning, Turkey and Syria confirmed the death toll from the earthquake there has passed 16,000 people. We have new video from overnight as crews try to work and find any remaining survivors.
And inflation is making it more expensive to raise kids, but an annual shopping event can help ease parents' burden when families can check out this year's Kids Exchange consignment sale. The largest consignment sale in the Triangle, anything your kid could ever need there under one roof. Hello, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, it's the day that people mark on the calendar, right, to get ready for this sale coming up. Let's see what's going on weather-wise. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center. It almost smells like spring outside, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? What a gorgeous afternoon it was yesterday. Absolutely incredible. And this morning, pretty moon hanging there, nice clear skies, but it is not going to stay that way. Today's going to be a day of transition for us. It is nice and mild. Look at that, 51 degrees as you're heading out the door around the Triangle area. It's 45 in Goldsboro, 46 in Rocky Mount and Wilson, 54 in Southern Pines, 46 up in Roxboro. So a very warm feel for us. Our temperatures are running about 4 to 6 degrees warmer than they were yesterday in most places. But today's the day that the clouds roll in and some of the rain begins. It doesn't really start to get heavier until tomorrow. But watch what happens. We're nice and dry this morning, nice and clear. Pretty sunrise in our forecast. But by lunchtime, boom, here come the clouds and an isolated shower or two, which stop it there at 3 o'clock. You can see mostly it's dry, but from time to time here and there, there's a little shower that begins to pop up. And that'll be the case through tonight and into the first part of tomorrow. And then we start to see some more widespread rain as we get into Friday. Could see a little break Saturday, and then potentially the heaviest rain of the weekend comes on Sunday. But we're going to walk through the timeline for all of that. Temperatures are nice and mild this morning. At lunchtime, 66. We'll see 74 for the high this afternoon. We hit 75 yesterday. That ended up tying a previous record. 74 would tie the record today.
Elizabeth, thanks. There will be extra security at Hillside High School today in Durham after a student died in a shooting near campus. The shooting happened yesterday afternoon about a quarter mile away from the school on the American Tobacco Trail. Law enforcement was there on the scene late into the night gathering information. Authorities say two students were shot in the woods just off the trail, and one of those students later died. The shooting sent both Hillside High and nearby W.G. Pearson Elementary into secure status.
Breaking this morning, UNC police say a man is in custody after a reported sexual assault on campus. The department announced the arrest just before midnight. Police say the report came from Craig Residence Hall just before 9 last night. Authorities have not released any further details about the case.
The search continues this morning for the person who shot and killed two men and a baby girl. One of those men was 26-year-old Terrence Melvin. Family and friends describe him as a good man and good father. And this is him playing with his son a few years ago. Melvin was spending time with his infant daughter when someone shot two men and the baby around 8:30 inside his home on Bunce Road. Investigators have not released a motive, but they say this was not a random crime. That's given little comfort to people who live nearby.
Also, breaking news from overnight. Turkey and Syria confirmed the death toll following the massive earthquake there has passed 16,000 people. Monday's earthquake hit that area as a 7.8 magnitude earthquake. Drone video shows incredible damage the earthquake caused to a main road connecting Turkey and Syria. Those deep cracks just destroyed the road, leaving cars flipped on their sides. This has forced cross-border aid between the countries to put on hold, but the UN says it will resume in the coming days.
As rescue efforts continue in Turkey and Syria, geologists here in the U.S. are warning California could be due for a similar disaster.
This earthquake is a poster child for what's going to happen in Southern California.
Coming up in 10 minutes, experts explain what could trigger a disaster of that caliber along the U.S. West Coast.
A mother arrested for concealing the death of her 3-month-old baby will be in court tomorrow morning. According to the Roanoke Rapids police chief, the baby boy was found dead in a suitcase and was left lifeless for more than 12 hours. Investigators with the police department performed a welfare check at a home on Franklin Street Wednesday morning. Police charged the mother, 34-year-old Sinkel Davis, with felonious concealment of death of a child. WRL's Aaron Thomas asked the chief why a murder charge wasn't filed.
We are going on what evidence we have at hand. Any evidence that would be recovered through the autopsy on the child would help us make any further decisions on whether potentially the other charges could be filed, such as homicide.
Investigators are waiting for medical examiner's report to determine the cause of death. Davis is currently in Halifax County Jail under $15,000 bond.
Emergency management authorities in Louisiana are assessing a trail of destruction following severe storms in Tangipahoa Parish overnight. The damage followed a tornado warning. The sheriff's office says there is extensive damage to home and buildings. Both lanes of Louisiana Highway 440 are currently closed. Another possible tornado is reported to have hit another nearby parish. Three injuries have been reported. Fortunately, they are not life-threatening. The COO of Southwest will testify before the Senate Commerce Committee today and apologize for the December debacle. Senators are investigating the scheduling crisis that left people stranded in airports and unable to travel during the holidays. Southwest canceled more than 16,000 flights. Chief Operating Officer Andrew Watterson will try to explain what caused the crisis. He'll also talk about what Southwest is doing to ensure a travel meltdown like that does not happen again. Growing concerns over eye drops that could be contaminated with a deadly bacteria.
If they don't seek emergency help, it can destroy the eye within 48 hours.
Coming up, we hear from a woman who nearly lost her vision completely from the drops.
Plus, could Cary become home of U.S. soccer's headquarters? What goes into that decision ahead of the 2026 World Cup?
And here's a live look at Lewisburg this morning. Another beautiful start to the day, but showers are in our future. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will explain when the rain starts to move in.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:40 on a nice, quiet morning, but that is about to change. Our temperatures are nice and mild. It's 46 in Rocky Mount, 51 in Durham, and 51 in Raleigh, where our skies are clear across the viewing area. But by lunchtime, we start to see some clouds rolling in. We're not going to see very much rain today. I don't even think you need to bother to grab your raincoat or umbrella heading out the door, but there could be a sprinkle or two down around the time of the evening commute. Cool start. Temperatures feeling good, though, 49 degrees, and we'll see temperatures holding in the upper 40s for a bit. By lunchtime, we're 66 and looking at 74, almost as warm as it was yesterday. Again, some cloud cover later this afternoon. Could be an isolated shower, but not looking at a whole lot of rain. Now, the weekend itself still looks rather wet. I'll show you which days look the wettest.
Inflation is making nearly everything more expensive. It's adding to the cost of raising a child as well. More families are looking for ways to ease that strain on their wallet. And one good way to do that is by consignment shopping for kids' items. WRL's Nia Harden is at the NC State Fairgrounds right now to tell us more about the Kids Exchange consignment sale that is happening this week. Exciting times for parents just waiting for this, Nia.
That's right. And you can see they already have the sign up here on the gate. Hundreds of people will likely be here tonight, ready to shop for the best items at the lowest prices. The Kids Exchange consignment sale posted new pictures on Facebook, giving us a sneak peek. This is the largest kids consignment sale in the nation, and it's really going to help those who may need to shop on a budget right now because of inflation. The last sale they had over 500 tables here with used to new toys like baby products. Checking your items is also going to be advised. They say that this is best by just making sure you don't see any recalled items or anything. Now, for $20, you can actually come out tonight from 5 to 8 to do all the shopping ahead of time, or you can wait for the general public, which is free. They'll be able to all come starting tomorrow, and that's going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then on Sunday, it's going to be half price day, so you can come and get several items for half off. We've got all this information for you on the WRAL News app. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
The number of deaths across Turkey and Syria has surpassed 16,000 people following Monday's devastating earthquake. And according to geologists, the tragedy overseas could be a reality many Americans face in the future if the San Andreas Fault that runs through California triggers a large earthquake.
This earthquake is a poster child for what's going to happen in Southern California. Granted, there are differences between infrastructure and urbanization in Turkey versus Southern California, but in terms of the energy that's released in the earthquake, this is what we think is going to happen.
Well, firefighters and canine disaster teams from California are headed to Turkey to help with disaster response efforts.
The North Carolina Supreme Court will begin hearing arguments today in the case of fired Durham Police Sergeant Michael Mole. In 2016, Mole was acting as a hostage negotiator after a man had barricaded himself in an apartment, threatening to shoot himself. Mole was able to convince the man to surrender with the condition that the man could smoke marijuana if he surrendered peacefully. After following through with that promise, Sergeant Mole was fired. He alleges the state violated his constitutional rights to due process. Arguments will be live streamed on the Supreme Court's YouTube channel.
There's growing concern eye drops could be contaminated with a deadly bacteria. Two brands, EzraCare Artificial Tears and Deslim Artificial Tears, are under a voluntary recall right now. But doctors warn they are still seeing patients with dangerous infections. Officials say to stop using them and don't buy any more. Judy Gregory had known for since last summer when she used EzraCare drops and developed symptoms.
I could see still then when I first went to the doctor. It was just like, felt like something was in it.
Judy spent 9 days in the hospital until the infection in her left eye cleared. She still has her eye, but not all of her vision. Officials say the drops could be contaminated with a rare drug-resistant strain of bacteria. Doctors say that bacteria can destroy the eye within about 48 hours. The government has identified 55 cases in 12 states. One person died, and there are 5 reports of vision loss. Symptoms include sensitivity to light, blurry vision, and eye pain. If you have any of these symptoms, you should go to a doctor immediately.
One person is dead and 5 more are hurt after a car crash led to a building collapse in Baltimore. Police say a driver of a stolen vehicle crashed into another car and both cars then hit the vacant building. A portion of that building then collapsed onto the street. The person who died was a bystander.
A man has died after a motorcycle accident near Garner. The crash was reported around 9:30 last night. Officials closed both directions of NC 42 near the Cleveland Draft House. That's near Old Drugstore Road. It appears the motorcyclist hit a concrete median there and was thrown from the bike and died in that accident. The road was reopened shortly after 11 p.m.
Experts say the housing market is turning more in favor of the buyers. The average 30-year home loan rate is just over 6%. That's down about a full percentage point from the 20-year high it hit in November. Mortgage applications are up about 25% since the end of last year. And the number of people looking for real estate agents to start the buying process is also up from November's low.
A couple in Minneapolis likely owes their lives to a pair of police officers.
Police, anyone in here? Police, anyone in here? Call out!
That's police body cam video showing the man and woman walking downstairs in a 2-story house that had caught on fire. Seemingly, they had no idea the home was filled with smoke. Officers ran inside and called out, eventually guiding them to safety. The couple was taken to a nearby hospital to get checked out. The home was significantly damaged by the fire. The Red Cross will be helping that couple. It was only the 3rd day on the job for one of the officers who helped.
Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack continues his trip to North Carolina with a stop in Raleigh today. Vilsack will be at the North Carolina Rural Center. He's hosting a panel discussion on investments made by the USDA to improve infrastructure in rural North Carolinian communities. And that discussion will be at 10:30.
We're at 4:47 right now on our Thursday. Boy, we've had a beautiful run so far this week. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. Kind of changes today.
It's going to change some today. We're going to see more cloud cover. Not a lot of rain today. Really, the bulk of the rain from this system that's going to bring us some real wet conditions for the weekend doesn't really start to kick in until tomorrow night, but we'll just become a little bit more unsettled. It is a nice mild start, warmer than yesterday at 51 degrees here across the triangle. We'll hold it close to 50 degrees until around 9 a.m. We'll start our warm-up on our temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s around lunchtime. It was a glorious day yesterday. All that sunshine, we made it up to 75 degrees. Temperature-wise, will be very similar to what we saw yesterday, but we'll see more cloud cover during the afternoon, and there could be an isolated shower. 73 in South Hill, 75 Goldsboro, and in Southern Pines. Again, 74 officially in Raleigh. That would tie the previous record high, but we do have some colder air coming. Watch how those blue color contours take over, and we're really going to feel a chilly and wet day on Sunday. Sunday's going to be one of those days, you know, you just want to sit around and, you know, get your snacks ready for the Super Bowl and not have to venture out if you don't have to. Our normal high is 54. We'll be at 74 today, so way above normal. Tomorrow, we'll see cloudy skies and 67. It won't be a terrible day to be outside tomorrow. We'll see an isolated shower or two, but it's not going to feel like it did yesterday, that's for sure. Saturday turning noticeably cooler at 52, and then 49 Sunday. Monday, we start to dry out and our temperatures bounce back up again. We could end up with record highs today, 74, our forecast high today, and we hit 75 yesterday, so we're getting a good shot at it today. And 74 was the previous record. In Fayetteville, 77 is our forecast, and the previous record, 75. But the weekend outlook, of course, it looks much different. We're looking at 67 on Friday, a good chance of rain late in the day. Saturday, the rain backs off just a touch, but it's still cloudy. Could see a few isolated showers and cooler at 52. And then right now, Sunday just looks like an all-day rain with temperatures in the 40s. Not very pleasant. Here's a look at Futurecast. We're clear this morning. Big, pretty moon out there. Watch the clouds rolling in right around lunchtime. At 5 o'clock, you can see a few stray showers out there. Cold front starts to move in late Friday. But even then, there's 8 a.m. Friday, and we'll move it through the afternoon. That front itself, not likely to generate a lot of rain, but a wave will develop along and behind that front. And notice by 5 a.m., that's when the rain begins to settle in. We'll see a wave of it Friday night and then another heavier rain on Sunday. And we'll go over Sunday's rain and talk about how much rain total we'll see for the weekend coming up, but definitely a chilly Super Bowl Sunday. For Valentine's Day, though, looking nice, a chilly start in the morning, but we'll see partly cloudy skies with a high of 62.
That'll be nice to spend some time with you near Valentine with nice weather. The U.S. Soccer Federation looking for a new home for their headquarters.
I've been notified that we're a finalist for it, and so we're certainly excited about that.
How the town of Cary is stacking up as a contender, coming up in just 3 minutes.
Plus, continuing our coverage of a shooting involving two Durham High School students, we will break down what Hillside High School officials are doing this morning to make sure students and parents feel safe. Town of Cary has been named a finalist for U.S. Soccer's next training headquarters. This is WRL Sky 5 video of that facility right there over Wake Med Soccer Park. That is the center of the town's pitch to become U.S. Soccer's next home. WRL's Brett Neese explains what the move could mean for the town and the Triangle.
Under the Carolina sun, the Wake Med Soccer Park stands sit quiet today, but they could be packed with U.S. soccer fans in the future.
We just really feel like we would be the perfect place for them to locate here now for the present and then grow in the future.
In October, Cary's town manager, mayor, and other city officials went to Chicago to make an in-person pitch to U.S. Soccer to move their headquarters and national training center to Cary.
I've been notified that we're a finalist for it, and so we're certainly excited about that.
Wake Med Soccer Park is already home to the NCAA's College Cup, the North Carolina Courage women's professional team, and NCFC. Adding U.S. soccer would take the facility to another level.
It's really an ideal place for them. They could begin right away versus, you know, a place where there's a green field and they have to start from scratch, but they could also expand the facility over time.
And soccer would do well in this market. Just look at the scene inside a downtown bar when the U.S. men's national team was in the World Cup less than 2 months ago.
It's a great soccer town, has a long history of that. We're already the home of USA Baseball. You know, athletics have been a big part of Cary since the beginning.
Nothing quite a done deal just yet. U.S. Soccer says it is in the beginning stages of considering a national training center. No specific locations have been mentioned.
Well, keep you posted. Black service members who broke the color barrier will be celebrated today in Raleigh as part of Black History Month. The annual African American Military and Veterans Lineage Day is happening today at St. Augustine's University. More than 150 ROTC members from high schools and colleges around the area will attend. It will also be streamed on the State Department of Military and Veterans Affairs Facebook page.
We're getting a better look at the upcoming renovations at a Boys and Girls Club in Granville County. The facility in Oxford will get more study space as well as a place for arts and games. The renovations will cost about $1.5 million. The work starts Monday and should wrap up by June 1st. The group has plans for another project, including an indoor field, a big meeting room, and a kitchen. That would cost about $3 million. It's not clear when that work would start.
A little goat has brought a lot of joy to a lot of people. And thanks to the veterinary team at NC State, she'll be able to continue her work. Bianca is a therapy goat. She needed major surgery because she could not stop producing milk. Her owner tells us this animal has changed her life and the lives of many others over their 6 years together. Friends and strangers have helped crowdfund the cost of the surgery. And now we're happy to report Bianca is headed home.
North Carolina Theater has announced its 40th season. The theater kicks off with the production of Elf, the musical, in December. Next year, the season includes Rent, Once on This Island, and Camelot. All productions will be at the Fletcher Opera Theater at the Duke Energy Center for Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh.
It is 4:56, a deadly shooting involving two Durham High School students. Coming up at 5, we'll explain what Hillside High School officials are doing this morning to help ensure that students feel safe.
The death toll following the massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria continues to rise this morning. An update on rescue efforts underway as first responders race to find people still alive.
And an annual shopping event can help parents find good deals on things their children need when families can check out the Triangle's largest consignment sale.